Why is this so important? I don't think I need to go into a lot of detail. Half of us in this city rent. There's a less than 1% vacancy rate. The rents, we all know, are going up.
That's Perry Engel of the Housing Task Force Committee of the North Bay Organizing Project. He spoke at the Just Recovery meeting on July 19th. Community organizations convened the meeting to talk about how to best rebuild after the October wildfires. Engel and other members of the MBOP see rent control as crucial to the fire recovery effort.
In my building, my rent is up 63% since 2013. Corporations are buying our housing stock, buying our land, and they do not care who lives there as long as they rake the money in.
Other speakers at the event also offered arguments as to why they thought rent control could help displaced families and others struggling to stay in the area. Amelia Carbajal is the program director of the Grayton Day Labor Center.
Median renter annual income declined by 9%, and that's before the fire. It was very unaffordable. So 55% of Santa Rosa renters paid more than 30% of their gross monthly income for rent. The fires exacerbated the crisis by destroying 5% of the city's housing and triggering a 36% increase of rents by unscrupulous landlords.
If passed, the rent control ordinance would have established an annual rent increase based on the federal inflation rate. It would also have prevented some types of evictions.
It would be a minimum of 2%. So the landlord will get 2%, but no more than 5%. And the scale will be based on inflation. More importantly, it has a just cause eviction clause that would prevent evictions for other than failure to pay, failure to observe your lease, such things. It can't be because they just don't like you anymore.
With some momentum after the October wildfires, it did look as though rent control could end up on the November ballot. Many more than the required number of signatures were gathered, but organizers were nervous about how many of the signatures would be disqualified. Here's Perry Engel again, speaking at the July 19th meeting.
Personally, I think it's going to be razor thin. We're either going to make it by 100 signatures or lose it by 100 signatures.
But in the end, it wasn't even close. The petition fell just over 1,000 signatures short. According to the Santa Rosa City Clerk, Daisy Gomez, many of those who signed the petition did not include their address, weren't registered to vote, or didn't live in the area. Gomez says she wasn't surprised that this happened, as this is the first initiative brought to the city of Santa Rosa by residents rather than the city council. The next time rent control could end up on the ballot is 2020. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.